In Latin America, home to nearly half of the world's Catholics, the election of Pope Benedict XVI was met with joy, although for some that was tinged with disappointment, because they had hoped that the new pope would be one of their own. NPR's John Burnett reports from Nicaragua.
The priest opened evening mass at Managua's Metropolitan Cathedral last night with a prayer of thanks for the new pope, Benedict XVI. There had been excited speculation in the Spanish-speaking Americas that the next pontiff might be one of them, since Brazil and Mexico are the two most populous Catholic countries. It didn't turn out that way, which was a letdown for Maria Socorro Reyes, an accountant sitting inside the hulking concrete cathedral at dusk.
As Latinos, this is what we wanted. But you have to analyze the situation. We are poor, we are undeveloped. The Europeans and Spanish, they are all more developed countries. We just couldn't compete with them.
A somewhat less self-critical view came from Emilio Alvarez Montalban, a longtime Nicaraguan political observer who calls himself a loyal Catholic.
Catholic sentiment has always been very obedient, very devoted, and very loyal to the dictates of the Vatican. The election of a pope has a strong political content, a strong regional content, and a strong content of tradition. We Latinos didn't make the grade in all three categories.
Nicaragua, like most Latin American countries, felt a special bond with John Paul II. In his 18 trips to the region, the Pope made himself beloved. He preached social justice and human rights, canonized a 16th century Mexican Indian, and declared his solidarity with the poor. Marisa Medrano, a retired schoolteacher in Managua, believes the best course for the new Pope is simply to continue the work of his predecessor.
I think the cardinals decided on someone with a good knowledge of all 26 years of Pope John Paul II. He revolutionized the church. He was a great pope. It will be difficult to follow him. For a transitional figure, I think the right person is a man who was at the right hand of John Paul.
John Paul traveled twice to Nicaragua. In 1983, he disciplined several priests for participating in the Marxist Sandinista government and was jeered by a large outdoor throng. When he returned in 1996, the new government treated him royally, dedicating a plaza and a postage stamp to him. Considering John Paul's unpopularity among Sandinistas, one of the old comandantes, Tomas Borge, now a congressman, was asked what he thought about the new pope, who's expected to continue the philosophy of his forerunner.
Juan Pablo II derivó todas aquellas posiciones supuestamente conservadoras.
John Paul II adopted progressive positions. He opposed neoliberalism and the war in Iraq. This Benedict will be, I think, a man who will fight for the poor of the world and oppose neoliberalism and the aggressive wars of the United States. So I'm with him.
Regardless what kind of pope Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger becomes, in this part of the world, there will never be another John Paul II. John Burnett, NPR News, Managua.